Restoring My Soul, Monday the 30th of August. The Bride City. In the book of Revelation, the Bride of Christ is identified as the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from God. The world of the future, described as the new heavens and earth, will be governed from the New Jerusalem. It is the administration of God that is set over the works of His hands. The first great revelation concerning Christ's bride, the New Jerusalem, belonged to Abraham. He received this revelation from Christ while he was living in Ur of the Chaldeans. It motivated Abraham to depart from that region, later known as Babylon. Although the Lord promised to give Abraham the land of Canaan as an inheritance, Abraham was illuminated to see that the promised inheritance was a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. The Apostle Paul highlighted this point, writing, "But now they," that is Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob, "desire a better," that is a heavenly country. "Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them." As Abraham waited for this city, which he saw from afar, he confessed that he was a stranger and pilgrim on the earth. He looked for the bride city to be his eternal dwelling place. This pursuit became the primary focus of his life. Abraham looked for the New Jerusalem, which would come down out of heaven from God. Although the builder and maker of this city is God the Father, it would be formed from the elements of water, blood, and spirit that flowed from Christ's offering as he journeyed from Gethsemane and died on the cross. The bride of Christ would be brought forth from the body of Christ when he was lifted up on the cross. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, Revelation chapter 21 verses 9 to 10, Revelation chapter 21 verses 24 to 26, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 7, Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 to 10, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13. For further study, Revelation chapter 21.